read the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reviewing the agenda, public comment for items not on the agenda. Approval of minutes from April 18th, 2018. Action items, it's going to be delayed on sub-1801. Planning activity report, planning commissioner agenda forecaster, commissioner forecast and adjournment. We're going to have an election after five on Plan B. So, any comments not on the agenda? Need approval for April 19th, 2018. You got April 18th. Is it 19th or 18th?
It's 18th.
I believe it's 18th.
16.
It's a mistake. Approval of April 18th, 2018.
It was 18th.
No, it's the 18th.
18th. I motion to approve the minutes as well.
I second.
Motion approved in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And we're going to delay the MP 1801 EDC holdings.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. The applicant's representative has submitted a formal request requesting that we place that item on hold due to the property owner's interest in securing some other avenues prior to getting that approval. But based on the noticing requirements through the planning department, we have issued that notice to the paper, so we're required to hold this meeting tonight in order to postpone that to a later date. It will likely end up on next month's meeting agenda as well, again, based on those noticing requirements, but we'll see if they come around or withdraw the application. So, that's that.
Next is the Planning Commission officer election.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, what we have here is we had the resignation of Commissioner Holderby, who's now our in-house building official. So that leaves a open chair position, and basically a majority vote of the commission can elect that chair, or you can choose to wait until we have a full commission. We currently have two vacancies, one for a regular seat, one for an alternate seat, but ultimately it's up to this commission to decide how they want to go about that.
Well, I think you're doing such a wonderful job. I would like for you to stay and be our chair.
Thank you.
I second that.
Third it.
Any discussion?
Yeah. No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
How about the vice chairman?
So that leaves a vice chair position available now. Again, based on noticing, do we need to place on the agenda for next month, or can we fill the position tonight? Do you know?
No, it was on the agenda for tonight.
For officer election. Okay. So yeah, you guys can go ahead and fill that vice chair role.
Any discussion on vice chair, whether we're going
to
delay?
Anyone want to do it? I don't, so don't count me.
What about Mr. Hag?
Hey, where's Mr. Hag?
And Jeff's not here.
How about Jack?
Yeah, how about you, Jack?
Can't.
That's
right, he's already busy.
Have to resign from the council.
Just vote Jeff Hag.
And get voted on to the commission.
Can they get the mayor?
First, do we want to have an election tonight or delay it until we have more numbers here?
Yes.
I think Jeff would make a good one.
Yes.
Let's vote him in. He's not here.
He may not want it.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
He may not want it.
Yeah, I think it's right to do that, and he's not here.
Yeah. No.
You guys want to flip a coin? Either one of you?
For what?
Why don't we just postpone until Jeff's here?
Postpone.
Yeah. I'll make sure to set on next month's agenda as well.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm too new on this to do this.
Next is planning activity report.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, as the broken record keeps skipping, it's been very busy in planning and building, and it just seems to be getting busier and busier every day. So what I've listed here is we've got quite a few projects going on. We've received a development review application with a concurrent minor variance application, as well as a major variance application. So they submitted two variances as part of that request. The minor variance is a process that can be approved by city administration, whereas the major variance is required to come before this body for review and consideration. So based, again, on noticing requirements, we'll likely have that listed. Assuming I get this application deemed complete, hopefully we'll have that listed for next month's meeting as well. It's for the multifamily project that I've been talking about at the north side of town at 18th and Magnolia. Looks like a total of 148 units. So they'll be looking to reduce their parking requirement for that development. So ultimately it's gonna come before you. You'll have a staff recommendation as well. And I imagine city council might wanna weigh on them.
Is that gonna be subsidized housing?
That's not my understanding, yeah.
Yeah.
Additionally, we received a development review application for the Tractor Store, Tractor Supply, which will be at the north end of town, very north end of the Y on the east side. So they'll be sharing access with the approved grocery outlet and credit union that's underway out there. Still working, trying to get them through their processes. You know, they've come through this body with their partition request that they, you know, ultimately need to get that recorded before we can issue out on that development review, because there's assumptions within the development review that require that plat to be recorded. So spoke with them today, it shouldn't be a problem. Additionally, we received a minor partition application that will also come before this body, likely next month's meeting, for just a two-lot partition off of Oakley, just south of 13th. Just a residential infill project, and they're looking to divide out the land and create an additional parcel in the back. Seems like it should be a pretty straightforward deal. So I've gone ahead and listed those items under future action items for, again, the postponement of the EEC Holdings subdivision for the five-lot subdivision, the minor partition for the two lots, as well as the major variance for the apartment complex. So those should be coming next month. I don't really have much in the way of a city council update. And again, we still have yet to see any applications for the vacant planning commission positions. So if you have some individuals in your life that, you know, have an interest in serving the public through the planning commission, I would encourage you all to apply. Still gotta get those positions filled.
Jordan, I'm a little bit worried about that tractor manufacturing.
It's not a manufacturing, it's a tractor supply store.
Oh.
So essentially, okay. They sell farm tools and implements and tractor supplies. And
I was wondering if it would be a huge building with huge machines going in and out. That wouldn't be good with the grocery store.
No, it's my understanding it's kind of like a farm store.
Okay.
I think the retail side of it is, I think, something like a 10 to 13,000 square foot building with an additional 10 to 13,000 square feet of outdoor sort of garden area where you can come pick up feed and things like that. So.
Yeah, because there used to be a business similar to that on the right side as you go over toward Harrisburg. Mm-hmm. And it was just huge machines all the time. And that's not good for a shopping center for groceries and stuff like
right.
that.
So, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said a cracker store.
Crackers?
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah. Never heard of one.
I saw we had a car parts store closed.
We did?
Yeah.
I was unaware. Are you familiar with which one?
The name doesn't.
One of the eight.
And we no longer have anything to do with the abatement. The city council's handling it, right?
It's my understanding that both abatements have been resolved. We're still working through processes on the building permitting side in order to get those wrapped up. So. And then, so, you know, like I said, we hired our new in-house building official, so I think Stuart's planning to come to this meeting as an ex officio planning commission member as needed. So I imagine you'd be happy to answer any questions related to the building activity that's going on, but like I said, it's going crazy. It's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you actually get to write little tickets for violations?
Only if those individuals refuse to comply with the correction notice. After some deliberation and some time, yes, there could be civil penalties. It's not very common.
The council can swear him in as a code enforcement officer, and he is like a regular police officer in the city, and he can write citations to them that they have to comply. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, yes. Every stop that I make, I have to leave some kind of confirmation of either approval or denial.
Right.
The only time I get to write citations that could result in additional fees to those individuals, as I just stated, is if they neglect to comply with those corrections notices.
Right.
Then there could be civil penalties.
Yes.
But those are very rare.
I wrote one in about 8 years. Yeah, they are very rare. Most people comply.
Yes.
You've got a few that are abstinent, you know, and don't want to, but they will, so.
They will eventually.
Eventually, yeah. Bring an officer out with a gun and say, you'll comply.
I don't think we're going to go that far.
No, I, yeah, just joking.
Yeah, I understand.
That's on the record, you know.
I know that. That was a joke. That's all right. I don't own a gun, so I don't have to worry about it.
Anymore?
That's it for the planning report.
Any commissioner comments?
I have one. I'm just interested on how we can try to fill these vacant positions. They've been open for a while. And, I mean, are there, how do we get folks?
The city posts notice, but ultimately it would be a bit of a conflict from
right,
myself
yeah, I'm
to
just trying to think of
promote
how we can,
the positions out there.
We
so.
Were at, like, when I first came on 3 or 4 years ago, we were kind of like that, where we were really low in members, and mm-hmm. then we filled all the seats and have had alternates, and now we're back to where we aren't able to fill them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, it's sort of a word-of-mouth situation, so if there's counselors out there that have, you know, people that are interested in sort of getting involved in public service and politics in general, it's a good start. But also, like I said, you know, you're all welcome to encourage others to apply.
And these are both in the city, right? They can't be in the two vacancies.
The alternate position isn't necessarily subject to those same residency
okay.
requirements. However, I would caution against, you know, filling your alternates with two individuals who wouldn't be able to move up if there was a vacancy. Sort of in your situation, there's a vacancy, yet based on the residency requirements, you can't fill that role.
Mm-hmm.
So it would create a bit of a...
I have a small suggestion. I think we should put a notice out to our seniors in our high school. Maybe somebody would like to, I mean, there's no age limit really, is there?
I've
never seen one in the Bible or anything.
I don't believe so. Terry, are you familiar with any age limits?
I haven't heard anything. I don't know, that would be a good question.
Or the graduate class or something. It might be somebody that might be wanting to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very interesting for me. I can't. No.
I think if people that have lived here for a little while,
well, I'm from the high school,
get to
yeah.
feel the city.
What do you think, Jack?
I was going to get recognized by the chair.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had a young fellow run against Mark Crenshaw for
okay.
mayor. He was not a 21. There's no age limit that I know of, or he wouldn't have been able to run for mayor, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
You get some of the people that live over there with you, go over there, knock on their door, and say, hey. I do that with my neighbors. Now they don't bother me anymore.
She's
saying no.
I think that would be great to send a letter to the principal.
As a planning commissioner, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, you're
not. I have to
do that.
It'd be a conflict.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it would be. All right, if it's okay with everybody else, I'd like to do that.
You're right.
Send a letter to the, who did I call him? A principal. I don't even know who he is. And see if there's some senior that's going to be graduating or a senior that would be interested in coming and learning about how the city works and the politics and you know, kind of.
It's a she, I think, at the high school.
Well, a senior, it would.
Well, she's the main person, isn't she?
Who's that?
She's been for years, years and years and years and years. Her husband used to be on this panel.
Rob Nord?
I believe you're talking about the school district.
Yeah. Yeah, her husband was on way back then, when Jack and I were on.
Anybody oppose me doing that? I won't if you don't want me to.
You know, anyone going into political science in college, for, it would be good for them to.
Yeah.
To know, because, you know, they've got, definitely got a political career interest, and so it would help them, and that would be a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
Any comments?
No comments.
Yeah, I have one comment. I've been in to see Jordan two or three times, and I'd like to compliment him on his professionalism and his information that he gave me and answered all of my questions. I think you're doing an outstanding job, and I'd like to recognize you for that.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, ditto.
If there's no more comments, I'd like to thank you for your support. I'll try very hard to do a good job. I thank a lot of Junction City, and I'll try hard to give my support to them.
You've already done that, and you're good at it.
Thank you. If no more comments, we'll take an adjournment.
I motion to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Or adjourn.
Enough.
Right here.
Thank you, gentlemen.